Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Sucking thing that could have been kept out.
Yeah,
he
could have left that part off. Just
what's good, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here's where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I'm one of your lovely hosts, music lover, cultural appreciator, Aisha Sky.
And I'm your other host and hip hop aficionado, A-Dub.
It's Thursday. Let's get right down to it. Young M.A. is dispelling pregnancy rumors after social media just woke up yesterday and decided to lie on her. DX Rising Star Toosie is defending fellow DX Rising Star Flo Milli, saying she doesn't get enough attention because of colorism in the music industry. Also, we have the deluxe edition of Pop Smoke's Faith album that just dropped. Conway the Machine just dropped a new album. ESTG is out here dropping an album. Plus, we got a brand new show with Rhapsody and Big Tigga. And Dr. Dre has to pay some big money to his ex-wife, Nicole Young. Let's get into it. Okay, so why did social media just decide to lie on Young M.A. yesterday? What happened?
So Young M.A. was on the Morning Hustle. She was talking to Headcrack. And
ooh, big up Morning Hustle show, you know.
You know, it's our little morning show, our little station. And basically, I think Headcrack had asked her if she ever wanted to have kids. Mm-hmm. And Young M.A. was like, she plans to be a parent one day. And she says, I'm going to be married by then. I want a boy. I want a boy first and then a girl. That's it. And the set's complete. I'd rather have a boy first. That's all she said.
And mind you, this interview happened back in 2019. So this is an old interview that resurfaced. And the clip was going around online. And people were like, oh, she's cheesing all in the videos. She's looking at her girlfriend. Young M.A. must be pregnant. Then everybody started running with it. Twitter, all the gifs and memes and jokes were going on. And then Young M.A. had to hop out there and clear it up. She was like, wait a minute. Hold on now. She said, of course, my girl is the one that's going to be pregnant. That's why I looked at her and that's why I mentioned her. Y'all bored, but I get it. Sell your stories. And we working on one now.
Oh, well, okay then.
So a little exclusive she dropped off on us. So she confirmed that she's not pregnant, but she said it's going to be her girlfriend. That's the one that's going to have the baby and that they're working on it. So maybe in the next few months or so, her girlfriend really will be pregnant or she really will be expecting a baby. But now, nah, not happening.
Right. I would have figured that people would know Young M.A. would not be the one carrying the baby. That's always how it happens. But go off, I guess.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of implied. But hey, it was more funny to say that it was Young M.A. for the internet, of course.
Facts.
Why tell the truth when you could make jokes about the lie?
Right.
Exactly. So now let's go on to DX Rising Star Toosie. He is out here coming to Flo Milli's defense, who was also one of the DX Rising Stars this past year. And he was saying basically that Flo Milli doesn't get enough attention in the music industry because she's dark skinned.
Yes, he took to Twitter and just said, I feel like because Flo Milli, a dark-skinned girl that don't got a fake body, she don't get the same look as the rest of a lot of these females who only rap about sucking dick. That's what he tweeted. So
yeah, like colorism is a very real thing in the music industry. And also there is a certain image, a cookie cutter image that a lot of female rappers do portray. Like it's the fake body thing. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. So I don't like that he kind of tried to down those women while saying that about Flo Milli.
Yeah.
But it is true that it's harder to make it as a dark-skinned female artist, rapper, or singer. Like, there's a certain image that sells every time, and people float more towards that image. So I get what he's saying on that part. What I don't like is like the last sentence about it where he was like, oh, females that only rap about this.
Yeah.
Like you didn't have to negate what they're doing in order to uplift what Flo Milli's doing. So you should have just left that part out and said colorism is a part of the reason why Flo Milli is not as recognized as she should be, because she can wrap circles around a lot of people that have more shine than her in rap. Like Flo Milli can actually rap. Her style is actually unique. She's different. She's beautiful. Like she has what she needs, except those certain aspects that they're looking for. So, you know.
Right. And Tusi, like, when he's always been the type of artist, like, in his music videos, has shown more love to, like, dark-skinned women, making sure he puts them in the music videos. So for him to say something like this isn't so far outstretched in a sense.
Yeah.
But the last part, the sucking thing, that could have been kept out the draft.
Yeah, he could have left that part off. He could have just said, all right, Flo Milli needs more attention. She doesn't get it probably because she's not light-skinned.
Right, like a lot of artists co-sign other artists and just says like things like that. He could have said the same thing. And he kind of did, but again, maybe he shouldn't put everything in that tweet. But, yeah.
Yeah, don't down female rappers that are rapping about sex or whatever the case is. Like, that's not an issue or a problem. It's just Flo Milli should get more shine. Now, speaking of shining, Pop Smoke has dropped off the deluxe album, or his team, I should say, has dropped off the deluxe edition for his new album, Faith, already.
Yep, it happened on his 22nd birthday, which was this past Tuesday. And the deluxe edition contains songs called Questions, Rundown, Money Man, and Defiant. And you got, I think G Herbo's one of the features, got a feature with Killa. On Point Like Op, and Dread Wu and Travi. Those are the features that got added.
Okay. That's a fast turnaround to the regular album for the deluxe album. That's pretty fast. I get the sense that like this is probably the last Pop Smoke music that we're hearing, unless it's like a new feature on somebody else's song. I don't think we'll really be getting a lot of more Pop Smoke music, because I feel like they emptied the clip on this. Like, what other songs does he have recorded? If y'all put all this music out all at one time, and then the reactions were sort of mixed too, I feel like they're just like, here, y'all have this, because this is all you're going to have. That's what it kind of feels like.
Yeah, and I was surprised because so many people didn't like the second album, and for Stephen Victor, who is Pop Smoke's manager, to, like you said, just give everything to kind of guess maybe be done with it.
That's what it feels like. I'm not saying nobody said that, but that's what it feels like. Like, all right, take this, because this is it.
Yeah.
Speaking of new albums, Conway the Machine has a new album coming on Shady Records. Now, he already dropped a couple of projects in 2021, but he took to Instagram on Tuesday and he shared the track list for God Don't Make Mistakes. And he's got a couple people on this track list that's making me very interested to hear this album.
Yeah, he has features from Lil Wayne, Rick Ross, T.I., Jill Scott, Betty the Butcher, West Side Gunn, and plenty of others are on this track list.
Ooh, and then the production side, you got Alchemist, Hit-Boy, Derringer, Bink, Justice League. The beats are going to be immaculate. The bars, we know bars are going to be immaculate, but this producer lineup, like, I'm just ready for the luxury beats, the opulent sounds.
Yes.
The sounds are going to paint a picture. Like, the production is going to be crazy on this. The Alchemist did jump down in Conway's comments and he was like, "You win again." So, are we excited about this? Are we putting on our Buffalo jerseys, our Bills jerseys for this release? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, let me get mine out the closet, iron it up for in the morning, and wear it proudly. So, yeah, I'm excited for it. This is going to be good.
Okay, keeping it on new albums, ESTG releases Bigger Than Life or Death. This album has features from Lil Baby, Young Thug, Future, Lil Durk. Wow. Okay, ESTG.
Yeah, what makes this one interesting is he opted out of the traditional Friday, New Music Friday release and dropped it on Wednesday, July 21st. So that's kind of interesting, him coming out the gate like that.
Yeah, Louisville, Kentucky, too. I didn't know ESTG was from Kentucky. They got some people coming out of there. Mm-hmm. You know, Bryson kind of broke it down, put him on the map. And then you got Jack Harlow, now ESTG. All right, I like what Kentucky's doing. G also has Yo Gotti on the album, Pooh Shiesty, and a few more people up there too. So yeah. Speaking of things I'm ready to hear, things I'm ready to see, there's a new show on Revolt TV with Rhapsody and Big Tigga, and it's called Off Top.
Hey, that's what's up.
Yeah, we need some new countdown show. You know, 106 and Park vibes, Yo MTV Rap vibes. Like, I feel like they really dug into the nostalgia bag with this one. And I think it's what's been missing from TV.
Right. Like, I would prefer this over a reboot of something from the past, because I feel like when you make a whole new show, it can do better because mm-hmm. there's nothing to really compare it to, like, back in the day. So I'm excited that we're getting a show like this again.
Yeah, so it's going to be Big Tigger and Rhapsody interviewing some of, you know, the most prominent hip-hop artists. They're also going to be playing visuals throughout the show, and they're going to be having some live performances up there, too. So this seems like it's going to be a 106-ish, TRL-ish type of hybrid show going on.
And then Big Tigger also talked to Hip Hop DX, and he was saying that this show is sorely needed in our culture right now. He says it's an opportunity to get up close and personal in a different manner other than social media with your favorite artists. Not only will you have these candid, deep conversations, you'll also get these amazing performances that you'll be able to see on Revolt, social, and digital.
Come on, Big Tigger, just say what it is. You know it's the Basement Reloaded. You know that's right. What it is. But, you know, they got to make it seem like it's something new so people don't compare it to the Basement. But y'all slick giving us the Basement again, and I am here for it. Like, you might as well let people freestyle, do what they want to do. I'm saying, like, this is much, much needed in our culture, like he said.
Exactly. And Tigger is such a good host. And in Rhapsody, she's dope. And then I believe Nyla Simone is like the DJ, another host.
Oh, wow.
On the show as well.
That'd be cool.
So yeah, shout out to her. So she'll be dope.
That's a big look for Nyla.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Big Tigger also said there's definitely a nostalgic feel to it, but it's not just for nostalgia. That's not why we're doing this. We're doing it because it's something that we were missing, and we thought it was an opportunity to bring something special. And it really is. And then Rhapsody, you know, Rhapsody just brings a certain originality and love of hip hop to everything she does. So I know that she's going to bring that to this, too. I'm excited about this.
Me, too.
Well, let's get into something that I'm sure Dr. Dre is not too excited about. He has to pay his ex-wife $300,000 per month in spousal support. Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching.
Can you say big money?
Nicole Young, she waited out. She did her bid, and I guess now she came up. According to legal documents obtained by The Blast, a judge ordered that Dre pay her $3,000 per month, which adds up to roughly $3.5 million a year in spousal support. And this is until she remarries or enters into a new domestic partnership.
You know she ain't doing that.
I seen a tweet that said she gonna be living single, and I was like, sounds about right. Sounds correct. She's never getting married again. She's not moving in with a man, letting a man move in with her, nothing. I'll buy you your own separate house to go next to my house.
Right.
So we can keep getting this money.
Like, she can't fumble that spousal bag. Like, come on.
But then on the other side of it, Dr. Dre is a billionaire. I saw people, you know, saying how ridiculous $300,000 a month is. Mm-hmm. And, like, to an everyday average person, sure, that's completely ridiculous.
Right.
But, you know, if you got billionaire money,
true.
Maybe $3.5 million a year ain't nothing to Dre. That's probably a bill for a fun vacation for Dre.
I'm just saying he better make some more headphones, make some more beats, because it's going to add up, honey.
But it goes based off the income. So if he was to start making less money for whatever reason, which I don't think he will, mm-hmm. then it would go down. But,
oh, got you.
But yeah, he got a billy. He good. But we're going to end it today on that note. That concludes today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, too. It's Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias. That's our Instagram and our Twitter at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can follow us too. I'm at Asia Sky on everything. A-S-H-I-A is Asia. S-K-Y-E is Sky.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything. That's A-Y-triple-E-D-U-B-B.
We will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.